Welcome back. Wait, no. Really? I don't even know anymore. What? Well, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday morning. Yeah. Here at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is it's warmer outside than it is in here right
now. Yeah, about that?
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. It's 53 degrees right now. Going to get up into the mid-60s. Looks like it's going to be partly cloudy, partly sunny throughout the day.
Nice day.
Yeah. The sun will come up at some point today. We have plenty of time to get into what we all witnessed last night on ESPN. So we'll get there. But I do want to start with something that's happening here.
Here
in this room.
What's going on?
All right, so just to give you a quick background, right, this weekend. I was telling you guys, my daughter had a hockey tournament in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Yep. So drove 7 hours out there on Friday after work.
It's a fun drive going to D.C. Yeah. Always a good time.
I've made that trip 100 times. And every single time, I'm ready to punch out a window.
Yeah, it's got to be a lot more fun just to drive to actual hell.
And it's a stretch where it's not like you're taking like one highway all the way there. Yeah. You know, you're kind of going in a bunch of different directions, and then you hit traffic and ugh.
Well, like the ride through Pennsylvania, they do that fun thing where they built highways and then stopped building highways.
yeah.
And then built another highway. Mm-hmm. So it's like, here you go. You can do 70 for a while. Now drive Jefferson Road for 2 hours. Yeah, seriously. All right. So drive 7 hours down to D.C.
Yeah.
My daughter has hockey all weekend. We are just bouncing all around. We get to the hotel. It's me, my wife, my two daughters.
Yeah.
The pull-out bed is a twin.
Wait, the pull-out?
The pull-out sofa bed for the kids to sleep in. Like, they were going to share. It's usually a queen.
Yeah.
It's a twin bed.
So how small is that?
About your size.
Okay.
So the girls can't share it. So I had to go to Walmart at 11 o'clock on Friday to buy a $15 blow-up mattress to lay on the floor.
Do you even have room for
no,
that?
No, the room is tiny, Kimmy. It was like, remember when we were kids and we would get rent like a hotel for a party, or like we'd go to Niagara Falls and everyone's just sleeping everywhere?
Yeah.
That's what it was. That's what it was with my
watch
family.
Watch your step.
So we do the whole thing all weekend long, right? We leave at noon yesterday, drive all the way home.
Nice.
Pull in the driveway right as kickoff happens.
Mm-hmm.
Sit through that, whatever the hell that was last night.
But
I'm thinking to myself, like, as I'm going to bed last night, like, look, it's been chaos, but there's always the rock solid, every day, everything's normal at work.
Back to the routine.
You got it. Thank you. Looking forward to come back to the routine.
Yeah.
I get in here.
What happened?
Turn off the alarm at 3:30. Everything's wonderful. I walk in our studio, and it's 60 degrees in our studio.
Well, we got nice AC going.
Yeah,
right.
AC is just blasting. And it's only in this room.
Yes.
It is.
Like, when you first walk in, it feels normal. And we're kind of, like, set in the back of the building. Mm-hmm. So, like, the further you're walking back into the building, the colder and colder it's getting.
Like, I thought somebody left all of our doors open while we were gone.
I feel like we're getting ready to cut meat.
It really does feel like that. like I'm going to go put a bunch of milk on a shelf for you to open a cabinet to come get it. It is freezing in here. And like I'm not complaining. But we cannot catch a break
It would be fine if it just shut off.
Thank
you. I'll take the temperature outside is. That would be better.
So for 8 months, we didn't have air conditioning in here.
Yeah.
We were doing a show in the summertime with no air conditioning. It was getting up into the
90s. But we all dropped weight. We feel good. I'm not pre-diabetic anymore.
It's like, hey, you want air conditioning? Well, now you get all the air conditioning at once, and you can't turn it off. I will say this.
What?
Because I texted you guys this morning,
mm-hmm.
hey, it's freezing cold.
Yeah, yeah.
You got the text.
Yep.
He didn't.
I did not.
Because you walked in like the bitchiest of bitches.
What do you mean?
Why is it so cold in hell?
It was freezing.
Why is it so cold in hell?
Well, I thought somebody left a door open or something, like the utility door there in the back. Whatever the hell that thing.
No, but like,
good thing you layer up every day, though.
Yeah.
You kind of saved yourself.
Mm.
Is that jacket thick enough to get you through this
show? Oh, yeah, I think so.
You think it'll be okay?
Because I like having the headphones on. They're like earmuffs.
Yeah, they really are. Your ears start to sweat. It's a weird feeling.
Mm.
No, man, like I will take 60 degrees over 90 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Any day of the week. Oh, really? All of a sudden,
well, it keeps you awake.
All of a sudden, now you're Mr. Chill?
Yeah, I'm total chill,
total
man.
Total chill, bro?
I'm chillaxing.
You're never happy. You know that, right?
You're the one bitching right now.
Well, no, I
was born unhappy.
That's
on the bayou.
Born unhappy on the bayou. No, man, it just like feels like one of those weeks where it's just like you can't catch a bounce. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like it just doesn't roll your way.
Well, yeah, then like on top of the Bills lose last night. That was not fun. We got time to get into that. The Sabres have scored 2 goals in 3 games.
Wow.
They're 0-3. Yeah. They're awful. You know, I love that my Blue Jays are in the playoffs right now. They've dropped the first 2 games. They got blown out yesterday.
To the Brewers, right?
No, the Brewers are in the AL.
Oh, the Mariners.
NLCS. Yeah,
Mariners?
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, I'm in the hotel Saturday night, Sunday night, watching the Jays-Mariners game. They lead off with a home run.
Damn.
Oh, my God, we're golden. I just watch it collapse with a bunch of people I don't know who are like, oh, that's pretty bad for you. Yeah, thanks a lot, you dick. I don't know. I got to dig a hole and lay down on it. And then never get up.
Yeah, because you think like something like this with like the studio being freezing would just make you forget because it's like on to the next issue.
Yeah, but instead,
it doesn't feel like that. It just kind of feels like it's all piling on top of
it. It just compounds. Yeah. It just compounds. And like, you know, now that we're adults as people, if you're an adult listening to this show, and I don't imagine many children listening to this, right?
Let's hope not.
It's like there's, it's just getting to the next thing. And like my reward for getting through all of this next week is my daughter to have 4 more hockey games.
Ooh. That's the way life goes, though. Like, it's just the next thing.
Yeah, is it? Is that how your life goes?
All the time.
Is that how your life goes?
It's
of a bitch. You watch your effing mouth when you tell you shut your mouth when you're talking to me. Think you're so cool.
It piles up.
And that's the other thing that sucks, man, is I got you two. You two live the charmed life. Look at you. Got big old Shacket boy and Miss Shacket gal.
We're shacking off.
Okay.
A lot of shackets.
Kimmy and Tommy
shack to the back.
Shacking each other off in here. You live your charm life with no kids, no activity, do what you want all the time. I'm getting snaps.
Well, I always say kids just look like an effing nightmare.
Shut up.
And then I hear, no, it's a blessing. You know,
it is.
It's the payoffs at the end of the day or when you turn 50 or you're on your deathbed and they finally realize what a good dad you were.
I had a serious talk with my 13-year-old this weekend.
Yeah.
That you better put me in the best home money can buy when it's that time.
Like, they don't.
You're getting ahead of it.
Yeah. And I'm like, look, I plan, I don't know if there's going to be any money when we're dying.
Yeah.
Like at the end.
Usually ain't.
But I will change my will if there's a dime and you don't put me somewhere nice, ice cream machine minimum, unlimited ice cream
machine. Some got full bars, man. They play golf. They got all these activities.
I don't drink much anymore. And I don't play golf. I just want ice cream.
I would start drinking if I'm dying.
Matters. Who cares?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Have a drink. Have some ice cream. Make a whiskey float. Who cares?
Oh, man. Whiskey.
Man, how good would that taste, man? A whiskey float.
That would be awesome.
Oh, come on.
Can I, there was another interesting thing that happened over the weekend.
What's that?
So we talked over the last couple of months about how Hooters is going out of business.
Yeah.
Or at least was going out of business. They declared bankruptcy. They closed most of their restaurants.
Well, yeah.
Around the corner from the hotel we were in outside of D.C. was a Hooters.
Oh, look at that.
And my wife had never been to Hooters.
Which makes sense.
So as a joke, on Sunday, we had like 3 hours between games where it didn't make sense to go back to the hotel.
All right.
So I'm like, hey, why don't we go to Hooters and watch football?
Ta-ta.
And my wife's like, sure. And I was like, well, I was kidding. She said, no, I hear the wings are good. I've never had the wings before. Mm. And I'm like, okay. And like, I immediately regretted it. Like, there is something.
Like, when you got there?
Well, like, walking in with my wife and two daughters to a Hooters at noon.
But you couldn't have been the only family there.
Which is weird.
We were the only people there.
Well, you were, like, first ones in.
We were first ones in.
Oh, true.
And,
it's
like,
noon, yeah.
They unlocked the. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, just, so you were waiting at the door?
I mean,
us in. we want our wings.
Let me paint a picture for you. All right. It's 11:30.
Yeah.
Noon. It's noonish.
On a Sunday.
All right,
Sunday.
Now that you say that, the timing of it all is a little strange.
I have my wife, my 13-year-old, and my 15-year-old daughter and me. We're also dressed for the rink. You know, it's cold in there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just dress how I normally dress. My wife is in sweatpants. She is in, like slide-on boots with no back on the heel. She's in a sweatshirt with my daughter's big animated cartoon face on it that I had over there.
You must just look confused.
You had to look like you were moving or something.
Yeah.
It looked like we live out of the back of our car, which I guess in that hotel room kind of felt like that anyway. And it turns out that at this specific Hooters, they do half-price seafood on Sunday.
I didn't know Hooters had seafood.
Interesting.
I knew shrimp. They had a whole menu of seafood.
No kidding.
Nice.
So we decided to roll the dice.
Yeah, that's a big gamble, man. Sunday seafood at Hooters, and it's half price.
Yeah, it's half price for a reason.
Sounds like, hey, man, we got hung with this stuff on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Right. Leftovers.
But It was one of those things where we're already, like, we've already done so much this weekend. Mm-hmm. Like, all reason had gone out the window. Yeah.
All right, so let's have some scented seafood.
I have a question just real quick.
Yeah.
Do your daughters know, like, the significance of Hooters or, like, what it's known for, or do they just think it's just a restaurant?
I mean, they were fully aware of what was
happening. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I mean, it really wasn't a thing when they were little, right?
Well, like, they thought it was funny. They really wanted to go. Like, I ended up being the one on the way there, like, trying to argue against it after I made the joke in the first place.
I don't know what I was thinking as a kid, seeing that.
I mean,
not having any concept of what a Hooters was from 30 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Like, are these girls in trouble? Why are they making them dress like my grandmother? They're in, like, suntan pantyhose and hot pants.
So we sat for an hour and ate half-price
Hooters seafood
and wigs. Yeah, it was really
and
good.
And nobody got the trots.
It was, no, everyone was healthy. It was really good.
Wow.
Like, my wife was, like, stunned by the quality of the Hooters.
Yeah.
Because, again, why would she have ever gone to a Hooters before that moment?
Yeah.
But, like, there was one that we brought some food back to the hotel.
Well, you brought seafood back?
Oh, no, we ate the seafood. We had some, like, one of the girls got chicken fingers. So, like, there's a special feeling of shame walking back into a hotel amongst other parents and daughters.
Carrying a bag of Hooters.
Yeah, well, your 13-year-old's carrying a to-go bag from Hooters. So, anyone listening that controls the HVAC at our building.
Help.
Yeah, we'd like heat, please.
I think we're going to get used to it.
Maybe.
Well, based on how it went the last time, we got 8 months to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And it happens right as we're going into winter. Like, how low will it go is the question. You don't need this stuff. In fact, holding on to this stuff probably isn't good for you.
But right? I got it, huh?
And for whatever reason, men specifically will never, ever part with it.
Oh.
Every man that owns a home listening right now has at minimum 3 cans of this somewhere in their house. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, a special event over the weekend on the east side of us. Seneca Falls was running a paint drop-off event.
Drag your cans in.
That's right. So you could head on out to this event on Saturday. It's over now.
We got to go to Seneca Falls, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, different towns do this at different points.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, I got to go. I ain't driving.
I'm not driving my paint. I can throw it in the woods.
Okay, so you're not supposed to throw paint away, right?
So you're supposed to take it to those, like...
Like, dispose of it.
Those toxic contamination, whatever places.
Yeah.
Where you take, like, your car batteries and all that stuff. Yeah.
Wait, it's the same spot?
The place where we go, yeah. I just drop it off. I just drop it off around 2 o'clock in the morning and leave.
Give it...
Well, with a couple of cats I found.
What you do is you paint the cats, that way the cans are gone. All right, so when you have paint, you have 2 options.
Yeah.
You can recycle it this way, or you can keep it forever.
Yes. Yeah.
And it seems that the overwhelming majority of men have decided to keep every can of paint they've ever had forever.
We have the people who lived in our house before us, their paint.
Same. Yeah.
I don't even know if it's from the previous owner or the owner before that. I don't know. But the paint has been there, and we stacked our paint on top of that paint.
It just gets stacked somewhere, corner of the basement of the garage. And it'll live there. It'll rust. And then once in a while, my wife will want to touch something up, and she'll go, we got this paint, right? I go, it's 10 years old. Oh, it's still good. And you're like, you pry it open, and it's just, it's just like thick. You can't paint with it.
Okay.
I kind of thought it stayed good forever, too. I don't know.
No, it dries out. There's it dries out.
But it's in the can, though.
Yeah.
It is, but the can can only do so much for you.
Yeah.
So why do we keep it, though?
I have no idea.
First
of all, you can't throw it out normal. You can't just, like, leave it. You can't stack it up outside. Garbage guys ain't going to take it.
Okay.
You can try sneaking it in.
Try.
Go ahead. They open up your stuff, see it, and stack it back out. I pulled that move.
Wait, you tried to throw out paint?
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
It's terrible what?
Well, you're not supposed to do it. It's bad.
What are you going to do, call the paint cops? They never showed up.
But you
I'm sure
caught.
People have.
I would rather be arrested than have the shame of a garbage man take things out of my garbage can because I'm too much of a toddler to go and recycle the paint.
So my other move was...
Don't.
What?
You'd encourage people to ruin the environment?
I'm not encouraging anything.
As I tell you how to do it.
When I was moving out of my house in Webster, right? I had all this crap. What do you do with it, right?
Sure, yeah.
I just bagged it up, put it in the hopper, and off it went. What am I going to do?
Recycle it?
Where?
I mean, at the paint recycling place?
I ain't driving all the way out to Seneca Falls.
You literally?
That's not true. I feel like you have certain places. Like, you seem like the kind of guy that plans where he's going to take those types of items.
You'd be wrong.
You take your shoes to a cobbler.
I know.
But you ain't got time. You literally just told me you could drop off your paint where you drop off your car battery.
I had like four cans. What am I going to do with it?
Drop it off.
I did. I dropped it off inside. Let the garbage guys deal with it.
Okay. So as we break this down, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When we hold on to this paint, do we keep it like your wife out of fear that we're going to need it again?
Yeah.
Is it more the anger we paid for this paint?
I mean, that's cheap, especially now.
So I'm not going to give you half of this paint, just recycle it? Or is it pure laziness? Which one of the three is it?
It's got to be a combo plate because you never know when you're going to need it. But then after a while, you realize it's been down there for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So it's completely useless. But now it's turned into lazy. It starts off necessity, save money.
Okay.
I ain't want to deal with this crap. And it's rusted. It's old. You may not even be able to get the goddamn lid off.
No, because I'm like Kimmy. I've never bought paint in my life. I have four paint cans that were there when we moved in. And I don't know. I'm afraid to get rid of them. I don't know. I feel like the day I get rid of them is the day they're going to be like, oh, we need that paint.
But you can go buy more paint. That's the whole thing. Like, the store is full of paint.
Can I buy the same paint?
You can take a picture of it. Hand it to the guy on your phone. He'll match it up perfectly.
Because
he'll go, oh, yeah, this is like sunset blue or whatever.
Take a picture of it on your phone. It's probably not the same.
No, it's not. That doesn't sound right.
Yes, you could take a picture of your wall, take it to Home Depot, show it to the guy. He'll match it perfect.
So you've done this?
Yes. Yeah. So we had a can down there that my wife said, let's use. And I said, I barely could get the damn thing open. Mm-hmm. It's dried out. Mm-hmm. So took a picture of the wall, drove it down to Home Depot. The guy there matched it perfect.
Is that why your wall looks like that?
Yeah, that's
fine. Is that why your wall looks like that?
Looks a little bit.
Okay.
It's easy. It's modern technology. They know what they're doing.
Modern technology. What do you think? Tommy Lee Man, whose iMessages have been turned off for 2 weeks for reasons he did not understand, wants to explain to me modern technology.
Do you think the paint guys don't know what white looks like?
You were listening to jazz by accident for 30 minutes thinking you were having a stroke and you're talking to me about modern technology.
It works, buddy.
252-WCMF. You know, this started with a conversation about this paint drop-off at Seneca Falls. Only the hottest stories in the break room for you people. But it's a necessary thing because every man in America has at least three cans of paint in his basement that we're not getting rid of for some reason. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Dave. Hey, Dave. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
So, did you guys know, I just found this out, you can take it to any Sherwin-Williams.
Where's Sherwin-Williams, though?
They're all over the place.
There's somebody said there's one, like, right near Tommy.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, but he ain't got the time to go get rid of all his paint. I can't do it.
So, you just walk in there and throw it at him?
Yeah.
No, don't throw paint at the good
I don't
people.
Mean throw it, but I throw
said,
it down.
You said throw it at him. Okay. Hey, Dave, how many cans of paint you got in your house right now?
Zero.
Because it sure was.
Okay, yeah. I hate
guys like this. Good SW, baby.
I don't keep the paint, man. You know, I do things right. I got to clear it out for more stuff coming through. When's the last time you painted your walls, Dave? You got all scratched up walls, Dave?
It's been a few years.
See, if you had that paint, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, shut up. It's fine. You know, it's amazing what will hang around your house just because you don't want to go somewhere to drop
pain, tools, in-laws.
Think of the stuff the garbage man won't take. Electronics, for example.
Yeah.
TVs and such. How many people listening right now have an old TV or a desktop computer that is just taking up space? Because you simply don't want to take it, so
bro, you gotta search out who will take a television, because not everybody takes them.
Well, no, you just Google electronics recycling.
Yeah, and then you got to drive way the hell out to there. You know where there is?
Where's that?
Way over there.
So way over there.
Way over there.
Right. But here's the thing: it never takes as long as you think it's gonna take when you go take it somewhere. Yeah. Like, you'll have that TV or like desktop computer sitting in your basement for 10 years.
Yeah. It's like, why did I wait so long?
Yeah, it takes
2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. You feel like such an idiot. Such an idiot.
It is a relief when you get rid of it. Like, when it's out of your house, it's so nice.
By the way, we do that here, you know.
What's that?
Like, once or twice a year, our company does it for us. And they say, bring in your stuff. And I always forget.
Yep.
And we come here every day. There's like a giant box to remind you. And I forget every year.
Just bring the paint cans in here and just leave them in the corner.
No, you idiot.
How would they know? They're constantly doing
stuff. Because it says paint?
No, but they don't know who's paint.
I think they're going to realize if random paint shows up.
You think they realize things around here? They haven't realized we don't have heat.
They haven't realized you're still on the air.
Right, thank you.
252 WCMF, we're talking paint, baby! And this is a paint name.
All right.
Bernie's on CMF. Oh, yeah. Hey, Bernie, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man, what's up?
Hey, as far as your paint cans go, I'm a garbage guy, and as far as your paint can goes, you can fill them with kitty litter and put the cap on them and put them in with your regular garbage.
Well, you're a garbage man, as in you collect garbage.
Yep.
And make sure before you put the litter in, you take the cat out of the box. You don't pick up dead cats.
Don't laugh. Well,
we don't want no cats in a can.
Clean kitty litter, too, please. You know, not used.
I mean, it's already got paint in it, Bernie. Like, what is the difference?
Big old cat dump.
I mean, is it paint dump? Who cares, man? Bernie, this thanks for the true. Call. All right, I hope that.
Tips from your garbage.
There you go. Well, wait, so he
never
says.
Never heard that.
I love how like, it is funny.
We just I'll take like, it. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, you're already illegally throwing out paint like a monster.
Oh, I did it 15 years ago.
And you bragged about it.
Like, not brag.
No,
not
I love guys like you. Like, okay, man, tell my boots to love. Thing like this. Put my hand up there. I'm a love maker, man. I just throw paint away. Can't stop me. Ain't going to catch me, man. You don't hand down paint to other people, do you?
Well, Kenny did.
I don't think they hand. I think they just left it there. It. Yeah.
I'm saying, like, if you're, you know. If your grandpa, dad, whatever, comes over with a big-ass box full of tools and lawn equipment and stuff, there's not paint in that box.
There could be.
I've
never be painted, or why not? He didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever been given paint.
Gifted
Nobody's
paint.
Ever tried to paint unload gift. Their paint.
My grandpa's paint. That sounds like a book my wife would read on summer break.
It really does.
Grandpa's paint.
All right, let's take a break. Well, that wasn't fun.
No.
Now, the outcome, obviously, not what Bills fans were looking for. Mm. But the way it happened might be even more alarming. Because there are certain expectations that Bills fans now have of this team.
Yeah.
Those expectations were not met last night. And there are now Bills fans, Tommy, that are wondering what this team is even able to do moving forward.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
I know what you're going to do. Don't do it.
I don't even know what I'm going to do.
That's probably true.
It's absolutely true.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tough night for the Bills all around in Atlanta.
Ugly.
24-14 loss to the Falcons.
Ugly.
And outside of that opening offensive drive, nothing was going for them.
Even that fumble that you thought they got.
I mean, that was the only.
Right. We're like, oh, yeah, here we go.
Not so fast, buddy.
I love the football breakdown from Tommy. Even that fumble you thought you got. And then you didn't get it.
Right.
You got it. You didn't get it.
What a Shaftola.
I mean, that's the omen of the evening, right? Bills recover a Bijan Robinson fumble in Atlanta territory on the first play, only for Greg Rousseau to be lined up offsides and wipe it all out. Mm. There wasn't really a bright spot in that game last night.
No.
Because the Bills walked into that game with big-time injuries, and those injuries just kept coming as the game went on. I mean, if the Bills team has one calling card, in the McDermott era, it's not taking penalties, and it's protecting the ball. Last night, they took 8 penalties. After taking over 10 penalties last week, the Bills have turned the ball over 5 times in the last 2 weeks. They are the opposite of a Bills team that we've become accustomed to over the last 8-9 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I will start with you two. Tommy?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, your alarm level on the Buffalo Bills right now is?
Oh, you got to be up there. You got to be 9.
9?
Yeah. I mean.
I can't even look at your stupid face.
Back-to-back losses. Mm-hmm. Prime time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
When's the last time Josh lost 2 prime time games?
Kimmy, can you remember the last time the Bills lost back-to-back games?
No, prime time, because that's their big thing, right? Right now,
it
it's like
10 and 2. It would have to line
either
up where
two
they
losses
have
in
to.
A row. It doesn't matter if it's a prime time or
well,
not.
Well, no, I mean, Kimmy, I mean, do you know the last time the Bills lost 2
He was Mr.
Games
prime Time.
I honestly don't know.
You don't remember the last time the Bills lost 2 games in a row?
I mean, it was last season.
Last season.
Yeah, but I don't remember exactly when.
It was Falcons.
Your ass ain't
it was
going
Ravens,
to no goddamn
Texans.
Super Bowl
oh, my God.
Looking like that.
No, they're not. So you're at 9. They're 4-2, and you're at a 9?
Bro, 4-2, and they're playing weak-ass teams that they should be beating.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
That's what I heard. This is the weak part of the schedule. The tough part is coming up.
I never know. I thought Atlanta looked like a better team than New England. Is that fair to say?
I'm fine with that statement.
2-2, Atlanta.
Yeah. Off a bye.
Nice stadium, though.
Okay, Kimmy.
Yeah.
A scale of 1 to 10. 10 being the highest, your level of alarm on this team is?
For me right now, just because we don't have a lot of details yet, but it's at a 7 for me, and it's not based on the way they played. It's due to injuries.
Okay.
I just, they're really, really
thin.
Oh,
that's a fair one.
No, that is fair.
They're like, when Jordan Poyer is in the game for you, that's a problem. You know, that guy came in, he wasn't meant to play. He wasn't meant to be like a go-to player. I just think they're so thin at certain positions that I don't know where the help is going to come from at this point.
She brings up a great point. For those who weren't paying close attention, current Bills safety Jordan Poyer, he was signed to the practice squad to be like a mentor, right?
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah, exactly. They activated him last night, and he got legitimate snaps in that game. Mm. And she's right. You shouldn't be seeing Jordan Poyer on the field. So at one point last night, the Bills were down to their third and fourth linebackers and their third and fourth corners at the same time.
And your center was kind of banged up.
He was banged up, but he went back in the game.
Yeah.
They were also missing one starting and one rotational defensive lineman last night. Like, they are just obliterated by injury. Dalton Kincaid didn't play last night. Josh Palmer, after he took that injury, the wide receiver, he was completely invisible for the rest of the evening. It was brutal. Brutal. And I don't know why early in the season, the last couple of years, the Bills have been taking these injuries, because they had the same problem against Baltimore in week 4 of last season.
Yeah, they had a little slump there where they were dealing with a lot of injuries.
I mean, like, here's the thing. Yeah. To Kimmy's point about the Patriots versus the Falcons, last week against New England, it was easy to explain away what happened, right? The Bills just handed that game to New England. They beat them in every aspect of the game. The numbers showed it. They just turned the ball over, and they took bad penalties. The Bills should have won that Patriots game. Last night, they could not do a damn thing right.
Mm-mm. No.
Because even when the Bills got the breaks, they get a blocked field goal. The defense is getting stops on fourth down in the fourth quarter.
I think the defense did have a couple key stops that put the Bills in a position to tie the game at least. And the offense just... Do you think they're overcomplicating it? I just don't understand, like, what's going on where they can't get any momentum going.
I mean, is
it too... And especially being down a couple guys... I don't know. Are people lost out there? Because Josh seems frustrated, and I don't know.
Because he keeps getting knocked to the ground.
I know, and I don't know if he's frustrated with himself, if he's frustrated with the play calling, if he's frustrated with his receivers. But he just looks a little defeated.
Okay. Doing your SoFi ads, and you're doing your goddamn sleep pills.
Wait a minute. You're the one.
Concentrate on the goddamn.
Wait a minute.
About the white jerseys and the red helmets.
I was the one that said he shouldn't be on the cover of Madden because of jinxes and all this Hollywood stuff 4 years ago, and you said no problem. And now all of a sudden it's a problem?
I thought the kid could handle it.
And now 3 years later it showed
maybe
up.
Maybe he can't handle the big time. Can't handle the bright lights.
252 WCMF.
Big city of Atlanta.
252.263.
The city doesn't sleep.
What?
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A isn't even open on Sundays.
Oh, I forgot.
Jim's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
I'm thinking of Valdosta.
How you doing, Pat?
Hey, Jim.
So, I think the NFL is just trying to make every team in the NFL finish with a 9-8 record.
It does feel okay. Yeah, it feels like that might actually happen.
Well, the thing is, you know, you talked about no momentum. The refs took them out of the momentum. That pass interference on Tre'Davious, you know, in the first quarter and like the second series, when they could have stopped him, that stopped all their defensive momentum. And then it just seemed to slide down since there.
I mean, look, I don't disagree that was a bad call. I mean, that being said, Jim,
I had an argument for, yeah.
I mean, but Jim, they had 4 opportunities, to Kimmy's point, to not only, I mean, the defense played lights out in the second half with a mash unit. The offense was getting the ball in good field position. You're not converting on third down. You're not that fourth down. What are we doing? Like that was my
blown assignments, missed tackles.
No, but your mom was not there. Assignments was not blown. He ended up going home unhappy. But all right, I'm sorry, Jimmy. You go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry.
Well, it just seems the refs, and it's not just the Bills. It seems to be NFL wide that they're the stars of the game. You know, like I say, it seems like the NFL just wants every team to be the, you know, 8-8.
All right, Jimmy, it seems to me. Jimmy, I care about you. I feel like we've bonded here over this phone call, so I'm going to say this from the bottom of my heart, okay?
Okay.
You don't want to be that guy, man. Don't be refs guy. Everyone hates guy who's like, it's a refs, man. It's a refs.
They're all in cahoots.
Bills lost that game, man. The Bills lost that game really straight did. Up fair
I
and
know,
square.
But All right.
Jimmy, I love you. Don't
have
be
to
that
accept
guy.
It. Wait, I know.
I remember when the refs sacked Josh. It was terrible. They just wrapped him up. Threw him to the ground.
Jimmy, it'll be okay. And I'm going to tell you why it's going to be okay. All right? Sit
okay,
tight.
Tell me.
All right. You sit tight. Well, have a good day, Jim. All right.
So what's that? They got a bye in Carolina?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye
couldn't come at a better time.
I agree with that.
All right.
All right. So here's the thing.
What?
I understand that nobody feels good this morning. Right? And I get that watching your team lose on back-to-back weeks.
There was a positive.
What's
you didn't have to wait until midnight to see him lose.
Yeah.
All right.
Shut up, Kim.
I like a 7 o'clock start. I'll take that.
After five games last season, the Bills were 3-2.
Okay.
Right now, the Bills are 4-2, so they're actually tracking exactly
a little
where they
bit
were
better.
Last.
Okay.
Well,
that's
no,
good.
They
positive.
Ended up 4-2 also. Like, right. They're tracking better than they were last season. The Bills were a catch away from a Super Bowl berth last season.
Yeah.
Right. You, again, are devastated by injury right now. Now, I don't know if the guys that you were relying on are going to be able to make it back. Because that's the other thing that really hasn't been talked about.
Right. Some of these guys are done?
No, some of these guys haven't even seen the field yet. And
they haven't added them to the roster yet, even though they're eligible to return.
You got it. Like, you're waiting for these injuries. Let me put it this way. Your defense, the way you envisioned it in the offseason, has not played together yet. You have not had all of your pieces on the field at the same time.
But some of these guys sound like they're ready to go, and McDermott's not pushing them out.
Oh, no, if they were ready. Okay, yeah. Can we talk about let's time
I mean,
out
does he kind of hold them back a little bit?
No, why would he do that?
I don't know.
All right, let's time out. Because I've been seeing that a bunch, too. Just throw them out there. Maxwell Hairston, Bill's first-round pick, corner, had a non-contact knee injury in training camp. You have millions of dollars invested in
this absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
You also missed on a first-round corner a couple of years ago, so this is the guy that's going to grow with your team.
Right.
You need him right now.
But he ain't working.
You need him right now. Why, if he was able to go, would they not put him out there?
So nobody touched his knee, and he's out.
Yeah, that happened.
That's the bad part. Yeah, that means he's probably really hurt.
Slipped in a shower, what?
We all what?
It happened at training camp.
Yeah, we all
on the field.
Give him one of those braces. Let's go.
Oh, wait. Hey, Kimmy, can you call Sean McDermott and ask if he's heard of a brace?
And by the way, you forget he's never played in an NFL game before, so that's like the last thing you want to do to that kid.
He's a young man. His knee will bounce back fine. He's a kid.
Mm-hmm. Or doesn't.
Oh, well, give him the needle.
At 23?
The needle.
Yeah. No, I understand.
The knee needle.
Yeah. All right, so tell you what, Kimmy, call up McDermott, ask him, hey,
work for Joe Namath, buddy.
Yeah. Have you seen him lately? No,
Buckus.
It didn't. It didn't work for him. His knee got hurt. And he was, dude, his career was over.
Well, yeah, but they got a Super Bowl out of him.
All right. We got Instagram messages coming in a ton. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Chris writes us on Instagram. I'm going to read it the way I think he wrote
it. Okay.
The Bills defense hasn't been able to stop a nosebleed in 6 weeks. They got lucky a few times, like every drive in the second half. Guys, it's okay. It is okay.
Still early.
Deep breaths. You're 4-2. And let's go back to what we talked about a second ago with Jim calling us up and saying he feels like the NFL is trying to make it so every team finishes 9-8.
Yeah.
If you are looking for a bright spot right now.
Yeah, what do you got?
Here it is. Every 10 years, something weird happens in the NFL. The league resets itself, and all of a sudden, everybody.
It's an even playing field.
Yes, everybody is beating everybody, right? The Chiefs are bad, but they beat the Lions on Sunday night. Mm. The Jags look terrible, but they beat Kansas City, who beat the Lions on Sunday night. The Giants cannot do a damn thing right. They go out and they beat the Eagles on Thursday night. Even a Falcons team that beat the Bills the way they did last night were blown out by the Carolina Panthers 30-0 in week 3. And I could keep doing this exercise. You get the point I'm making. With the exception of the Jets, the Dolphins, the Browns, and the Titans, it feels like this year, anyone can win at any time against anybody because we're just seeing it happen over and over and over again.
All right.
Right? That's good, I believe.
For what?
For a team like the Bills who has gone through adversity like this before. They have the veterans that are able to handle it because there's one of
two ways. Yeah, are they on the field or are they whining about their knees and their ankles? Because they don't want to take the needle.
We opened the show today with you complaining that it's 61 degrees in the studio we're
talking.
Just
went up to 62.
Hey, get the heck out of here.
Keep running your mouth. Hey. We're going up a degree an hour.
Hey, we're 7 away from your mom showing up. 69.
Yeah, God.
Yo, what a fucking... This Bills team has been through this before. Because there are two ways this happens when your team gets really good or gets really bad. Like when you go on a run. Kimmy, come back with me.
Let's go.
Where are we going?
Well, I'm not talking to you because you don't know what you're talking about. You just run your stupid mouth. You're not going to remember. There were a handful of times during the drought where the Bills opened up 3-0, 5-1.
Sure. Oh, yeah. They got your hopes up.
Yeah, and we were feeling it. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the season collapsed because those people didn't know how to deal with the success that was going on. They were young players that weren't accustomed to this, right? Mm. And this opposite can happen, too. You look at the way the Chiefs opened the season. They started 0-2. They lost a game in week 3.
Got some guys back.
And they're veterans. They know how to handle the stuff. You make a couple of adjustments. And
they
all of a sudden,
panic.
They're world beaters again. Are the Bills panicking?
You're saying they don't panic.
Well,
they got the guys.
I, if I'm Buffalo, I'm not in panic mode right now. You have the guys in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to get them there.
All right.
I mean, well, look, if you guys are the GM, I'll start with Kimmy. Do you make a move right now watching that Bills team last night?
I think you give them the bye week and you see how things go. I really don't know. It depends on how healthy your team is. I think that's the key factor there. Like, there may be a point where you have to make a move because you don't have somebody to play.
Well, but if you think you should make a move, you do it now. You do it now to give them as much time to acclimate to the offense as possible, because we saw what happened when you only have
you're right, but I don't see them making that move.
Well, then you don't do it. Either you do it now
or
you don't.
No, but I'm saying, like, they know more about the injuries that they're dealing with than we do, right?
Okay.
So I guess if they really believe that people are going to be back after the bye, they're not going to make that move. I don't think we're going to hear from them for a little while here about
the extent
of the injuries.
You get your bye.
Yeah.
And then you got Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, let's say you come out to Carolina and you're kind of eh.
Okay.
You're not, maybe you win that game, but you're not setting the world on fire.
Okay.
What do you think then?
Nobody's setting the world on fire.
No, but let's say you're not dominating a team. You should go in and dominate.
I don't know if you should dominate Carolina. They're undefeated at home. They're 3-3, or what are they? 2-3, 3-2 undefeated at home.
But this was supposed to be
three.
Easy schedule.
I understand. That's what's funny about the NFL, man. Anybody can beat anybody. Like you have these. We have this discussion 5 times every season.
No, it's fine.
Everybody gets paid. They're all professionals.
Yeah, I get it.
No, I don't think you do.
Yeah, they all get their money.
No, you don't understand. These guys are all the best athletes from their
the
towns.
World.
They are.
Globally.
I mean, I would make
scour the world. Find the best men.
You know, he wants to take shots at the Bills not performing. Forgetting that we're going to recap all the picks he made last
week. Well, I thought this team was going to play a goddamn football game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's the other funny part, too. It's like the Bills were driving 3 times down 7 last night. So they were playing a football game. That's what's cruel. Like
they were always in it. I mean, I was like, oh, they're going to turn it on now. Now they got plenty of time. They're going to tie it up and finally start to lead the game here.
Yeah, you couldn't
just... just never happened.
You couldn't just let Bills Mafia like resign themselves. You had to keep it anxious down to the end.
It's usually how it goes.
But there's no anxiety here because you made your picks. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Of course. The team was terrible.
Not just the team.
What? Well, my picks are tied to this team. Mm-hmm.
Tommy made some picks on Friday. We recapped those picks.
Super Bowl bound.
And
soft schedule.
You're not going to want to miss
Kansas City's going to come down. They should be 6-1. Buh, 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 buh.